Okay, so what's next? I won't be able to finish it today, but what's next is we're going to jump to FCC. And in FCC, you have some atoms arranged on an FCC Bravais lattice, and every atom has 12 nearest neighbors. So we describe that as some mass which has got 12 springs connected to it. And then you write down the same kind of mass spring equations as we have for the one-dimensional chain and two-dimensional chain, and that it gets to be more terms because there are 12 nearest neighbors. And every time you move the mass, you have to see how all 12 of these springs are going to move. So
if you look at this mass here in the back corner, it's got one neighbor in the bottom plane here, and there are actually four nearest neighbors in that plane, in the plane with this one where it says A1 in it. And there are four where in the plane, this vertical plane, where the A2 is in, and there are four in the vertical plane where A3 is in. And what we will do next time is we will calculate this, essentially it's Newton's law, for a mass spring system on an FCC lattice. And then we have to find the normal modes of the system. And it will turn out to be much easier than you might guess, because this system also has a symmetry, and the normal modes are the eigenvectors of the translation operator, so it's easy to write down the normal modes right away. Okay, then I'll stop here and we'll do three-dimensional crystals next time.